Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We might be putting the cart before the horse here with all this talk about Joe Biden not running for president in 2024. And then with calls on top of that for Joe Biden, well, if he's unfit to be a presidential candidate, why is he not unfit to be the actual president? But I just got to wonder, are we putting the cart before the horse here? I mean, let's think about it. I mean, I'm being slightly facetious here, but has anybody seen, maybe there was a breaking news update that I missed. Has anybody actually seen Joe Biden himself on camera or audio recording saying that he is not running for president of the United States, that he is withdrawing from the race altogether? I mean, we saw a letter. We've seen some tweets. Some people say that he's dropping out. But did anybody bother to tell Joe Biden yet that he's not running for president in 2024? That is a question people are asking because we still haven't seen him. All right, if you haven't seen the news, Joe Biden has reportedly officially withdrawn from the 2024 presidential race, and now Montana Republicans like Steve Daines and Tim Sheehy are calling for Biden to step down from the presidency altogether. Senator Steve Daines saying, quote, "If Joe Biden is no longer capable of running for re-election, he is no longer capable of serving as president. Being president is the hardest job in the world, and I no longer have confidence that Joe Biden can effectively execute his duties as commander-in-chief. It is out of concern for our country's national security that I'm formally calling on President Biden to resign from office." Senator Daines also called it striking that not one of the Senate Democrats who served with Vice President Harris have called for her to replace President Biden. Now, this was his statement Sunday afternoon. That may have changed in the last 24 hours, but he says, "This leads me to believe that they think she is unqualified to serve as commander-in-chief." Navy SEAL veteran and Montana Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy also weighing in, saying that Montanans will never forget that John Tester lied to all of us when he engaged in the left's cover-up and said that Joe Biden is 100% with it. The truth is, Joe Biden must immediately resign as president of the United States, because if you're not fit to even run for president, you're not fit to serve as commander-in-chief for one day longer. Further, if John Tester isn't endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris for president, then does he believe that she is also unfit to serve as president? We've got the phone lines open for you on this Monday for the rest of the hour, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. I don't know if you guys saw this story. This was a... Why do liberal political science professors get such access to microphones on TV stations? Like, does anybody really care what a liberal college political science professor has to say? This was the headline from KTVQ television on Sunday after the news came out that Joe Biden was withdrawing from the presidential race. And then on top of that, he was endorsing his border czar, Kamala Harris, to be the Democrat presidential nominee in his place. They did a story featuring MSU Billings political science professor Paul Pope. And in this interview, he says this about Kamala Harris. I mean, she's a vice president. She has a good record. No one has a perfect record, of course, but she has a good record. She has a good record. I mean, my goodness. But there you go. Oh, let's go see what a liberal political science professor has to say. Complete nonsense. All right, back to it here. Liberal Senator John Tester issued a statement thanking Joe Biden for his service to our country. What service to our country? Getting us on the brink of World War III? Trillions of dollars added to our debt? Debt to GDP ratio is worse than it was during World War II? And we're not even in World War III yet. Massive spikes in inflation in the last 3+ years. Woke policies destroying our military. The southern border completely wide open for this invasion. Rapists, terrorists, murderers just brazenly walking right into this country. What service to our country? But of course, liberal Senator John Tester did not say whether or not he would endorse Kamala Harris as the presidential candidate. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, which is chaired by Montana's Senator Steve Daines, says that Harris is a far-left radical who supports banning fracking, has called to defund ICE, praised cities for slashing police funding, and helped bail out violent rioters arrested during the summer of 2020. And this is who Democrats appear to be coalescing around right now. By the way, one other important note for those of you who hadn't heard it yet, Kamala Harris also wants to limit your consumption of red meat. She's anti-beef as well. Into the phone lines we go, 406-294-0970, Rod in Kalispell. Rod, thanks for the call.
Hi, Aaron. If I were a Democrat, I would be really ticked off that my primary vote has just been nullified. So that being said, I'm going with President Trump's analogy that this has been fraud on the voters. So I think our state attorney general should sue the DNC and the Biden campaign for the cost of all of the Democrat ballots that were sent out and tabulated, all the staff hours that it took, all of the paper and all of the postage it took to send all those primary ballots out to the Democrats, because they've just been defrauded, and they've defrauded the state and the taxpayers because of it.
Yeah, you know, I'm interested. I wonder if some Montana Democrats who voted for Biden, who like Joe Biden, I wonder if they feel betrayed right now. I've seen some news headlines where, you know, there's a Fox News headline, but, you know, maybe it's accurate, maybe it isn't. But there's a Fox News headline here that says Democrats are, quote, pissed off at party leadership for pushing Biden out. A CNN analyst says, quote, save those mimosas. So I wonder, are there Montana Democrats listening right now who are pissed off that the guy they just voted for in the primary election was pushed aside by Hollywood elites, Silicon Valley elites and others, right?
Well, absolutely. And here's the thing. They have actually destroyed democracy in Montana. And so we as voters, Republican or independent or libertarian, we should all be pissed off. And they should be held accountable. And I think they should be held accountable for the cost of what they've done. They've defrauded the voters of their Democratic vote. Whether they're mad about it or not doesn't matter. It costs the state the money to actually run those ballots, and we should be reimbursed. The state should be reimbursed for that.
I thought Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal, she had the one word that I think sums up what's been taking place. Orchestrated. This whole thing was orchestrated. They knew before you voted here in Montana, before Iowa voted, before New Hampshire voted, before South Carolina, they knew that Joe Biden was unfit to be the president of the United States, to be the presidential candidate. They knew he was unfit, yet they lied to you. The media, so many in the media lied to you. John Tester lied to you. And it seems like they orchestrated all of this so that they could come in at the last minute and then say, oh, well, God, I guess Joe Biden just isn't fit to be the candidate. Well, we will decide for you now. We, the party elites, will decide who the nominee is going to be, not you, everyday people.
Right. The other problem we have with that, Aaron, is Joe Biden did not say anything about his mental fitness or his physical fitness. So they can't rely on that argument. So he's going to be there for the duration of this. He's just saying it's better for the party and the country that he bails out. He's not giving the reason. We know the reason, but unless he says it or Kamala Harris decides to do the 25th Amendment, we're stuck.
Yeah, they'll just move along. They'll just say, move along. Nothing to see here, folks. All right, Rod, thanks for the call.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got some messages that have come in here on our Montana Talks app. By the way, we've got phone lines open for you right now, 406-294-0970. Lori in Billings says this about Vice President Kamala Harris. Kamala working the phones for 10 hours is the hardest she's worked in 3.5 years. The only way she gets to be president is if they invoke the 25th Amendment. You know, earlier this morning, I was able to catch up and record a conversation with Montana Senator Steve Daines, with Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines. I'll share some of that audio with you here a little bit later in the show. But really, I mean, you know, of course, Senator Steve Daines is calling for Joe Biden to now that he is reportedly withdrawing from the presidential race. Senator Daines and Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, along with Governor Gianforte and others, are calling for Joe Biden to step down as president entirely. If he's unfit to be the presidential candidate, why is he fit to be the commander in chief? Is their question. But you know, when I was talking with Senator Daines, it was kind of like a, and pardon my French here, it was kind of like a damned if we do, damned if we don't kind of a conversation, because you're damned if you do stick with Joe Biden as president right now. I mean, look at all the harm he's caused to this country. But then you're damned if you don't. If you don't keep Joe Biden, because then you got Kamala Harris, who is probably even worse than Joe Biden, if you can imagine that. She's his border czar, after all. And look at what's happened with our southern border. So, it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of a conversation until we get Donald J. Trump back in the White House, if you ask me. Joe Dooling in Helena, kind of in line with what Rod and Kalispell just mentioned on that previous phone call, he says the Montana Secretary of State should sue the Democrat Party for having the state run a primary for the Democrats that meant nothing. Because now that whole primary election, what you Montana Democrats, who you voted for, has been totally thrown out now after Hollywood and Silicon Valley elites forced Joe Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. Donald J. Trump, along with his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, they were on Jesse Waters' program last night. Obviously, Fox News and others kicked into primetime coverage after this big news dropped yesterday late morning that Joe Biden was withdrawing from the race. So they kicked into their primary or their primetime coverage instead of their normal Sunday programming. And Jesse Waters made the point, as Trump and Vance are sitting right in front of him, is that you don't even know who you're going to be running against. And Donald Trump, you know, President Trump then kind of went into, well, yeah, but frankly, it really doesn't matter because it's their policies that are to blame. And then he talked about how great He felt that Republican convention was last week, the unity that was on display. He talked about, when in history have we ever had 100% of the delegates go to a presidential candidate? And so he talked about how great the convention was. But then Jesse Waters jumped in with this.
There might be a vicious convention in Chicago.
It could be.
So they're going to cook up something at the convention. They might throw Gretchen Whitmer at you. They might throw Gavin Newsom at you. They might throw Michelle Obama at you.
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried about any of them. Look, they have bad policies. Forget about the people. They have an open border policy. They have a high tax policy. They have a bad military policy. The whole world is going woke. Their world is going woke. The Green New Scam, we're spending all our money on things that don't work.
Yeah, there you go. And so after I was listening to that back and forth earlier this morning while prepping for the program, I sent this note out via X. President Trump and the Republicans may not know who they're running against, but they know what they're running against. The failed policies of Biden, Kamala, Tester, and the rest of them. Now, Guy Benson shared something that we've been talking about on this show, you know, ever since that disastrous debate performance by Joe Biden. This is what Guy Benson shared. Brace for an absolutely overwhelming effort to rehabilitate Kamala Harris's image. They've made various failed attempts at political makeovers and reboots over the last few years, but with the stakes so high, this one will be off the charts, and it will involve quite a bit of aggressive insistence from many of the same people who aggressively insisted about Biden's condition until they could not anymore. And that's what happened with liberal Senator John Tester. He aggressively insisted that Joe Biden is 100% with it. Less than a year ago, he claimed that Joe Biden was doing a good job. And it wasn't until he got the marching orders from Chuck Schumer that he then called on Biden to withdraw. But apparently he's okay with Joe Biden remaining as commander-in-chief. And what's his take on Kamala Harris?
Joe Biden, when I've been around him, and that's not every day, but when I've been around him, when I've seen him on the news, he's absolutely 100% with it. Mm-hmm. And he's got his recall, his cognitive ability, whatever you want to call it. I'm not a doc, I'm a dirt farmer, but he's fine. Yeah. And he's doing a good job. I think folks are making a bigger deal out of it than it is.
Oh, folks are making a bigger deal out of it than it is, huh? Or could you just no longer lie about it anymore? By the way, one of the best tweets over the past 24 hours, Kyle Schmock in Helena, because the news reports came out Sunday that not only was Joe Biden withdrawing from the presidential race altogether, but that he was also reportedly, again, have we seen him yet? Has he done an on-camera statement in the last hour that I missed? But the news was also that he was supporting Kamala Harris to be the presidential candidate. And this is what Kyle Schmock had to say via X. Endorsing Kamala Harris for president of the United States is the surest sign of Biden's mental decline that we've seen yet. Ouch, right? Let's see here. Senator Steve Daines, you know, I was able to catch up with him briefly earlier this morning. And, you know, that was kind of one of the questions I asked him, because he is calling for Joe Biden to also step down from the presidency, given his obvious challenges right now. But what about Kamala Harris? What about her?
Maybe Kamala will help the Democrats with down ballot races like races here in Montana. I don't see how Kamala is better than Joe. I mean, Joe was down on Trump 20 points here in Montana, but I don't see how Kamala could do any better. I mean, if I'm listening in Butte, Montana right now, I mean, Joe Biden canceled union jobs. He's attacking Colstrip. He shut down the Keystone Pipeline. But at least he was the Irish Catholic Union guy. in theory, Kamala is anti-fracking. She wants us to reduce red meat consumption, ban plastic bags. And yet, as I understand it, the head of the Montana Democrat Party has endorsed her.
Well, look, Kamala Harris is a radical in her ideology. She really, really is one of the far-left San Francisco Nancy Pelosi liberal radicals. That's who she is. Joe Biden, as you mentioned, you know he grew up the right way in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And you know, Joe Biden was just being manipulated by Barack Obama and the lefties because he wasn't up to the task to be the commander-in-chief. Kamala Harris is a radical, ideological lefty. And you have these Californians moving to Montana who are Republicans. By 2-1, since 2018, we've been looking at voter registration from California. These newly minted Montanans are 2-1 Republicans. They don't want to see Kamala Harris elected president of the United States. They fled California to get away from that. And that's why I think Kamala Harris, there's only one Democrat less popular than Joe Biden. It's Kamala Harris. The last numbers we saw, Joe Biden was at 39% approval rating. Kamala was 38%. So I think this is, they're desperate. They had no other option. They were having a debate, the Democrats, do we go forward with a wounded Joe Biden or a damaged Kamala Harris? That was the choice they had. They only had really one choice to make because they couldn't go forward with Biden because mentally you can't do it. So they've got Kamala Harris. I don't think that dog's going to hunt real well here in states like Montana.
Do you worry at all that the fake news media will create this phony Camelot, you know, the Kamala Camelot style coverage where they will try to carefully rebrand her into something she's not to try to help her pull off a win or at least help down ballot tickets?
Of course they will. Of course they will. Look, I sat next to Kamala Harris for 2 years on the Homeland Security Committee. We were seatmates back when she was a U.S. Senator. And I thought to myself, you know, with her aspiration, someday I could see her probably being a vice president nominee with a Democrat presidential nominee. And I thought, God help us if that ever happened. But now she's one election away from being the president of the United States. She's got to be stopped. And I'm confident Montanans will see Kamala Harris as actually even more dangerous than Joe Biden. The question is, how's that going to play in some of these more swing states where, as you said, Aaron, the media is going to fawn all over her? There'll be some kind of a bump. She'll probably pick some kind of governor, perhaps, of a Rust Belt state to serve on the ticket. But at the end of the day, the American will have a choice between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. I can't think of a more disparate choice. I think you'd go back to Reagan.
Success versus failure, yeah. And she's been every part of this failure, just like John Tester has. All right, quick break. Stand by.
Okay, we'll get to Willie in the Paradise Valley and Tim in Billings on the phone lines right after this. Plus, we've got phone lines open for you. 294-0970.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordland.
USDA reported Friday that cattle in calves on feed as of July 1st totaled 11.3 million head. That inventory 1% above last year's level. Now that inventory included 6.82 million head of steer and steer calves, up 1% from last year, accounting for 60% of inventory, while heifer and heifer calves accounted for 4.48 million head. Placements and feedlots during June totaled 1.56 million head, 7% below last year, while marketings of fed cattle during June were 9% below last year at 1.79 million head, the second lowest for June since the series began in 1996.
Are you concerned about the impact government policies could have on your cattle business? One way to make your voice heard in Washington is by joining NCBA. When you join, you'll be part of the nation's oldest and largest national cattle industry organization that has a professional team working in Washington, D.C. on issues that matter to cattle producing families nationwide. Don't stay on the sidelines. Make your voice heard by joining NCBA today at the website ncba.org.
A coalition of agricultural spray drone distributors is banding together to form a grassroots industry group. The move comes in response to proposed legislation aimed at banning drones manufactured by a Chinese company. The group intends to represent, protect, and advocate for the interests of agricultural drone spray use in the U.S. I'm Lane Nordblom.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just like that, the phone lines are full, so let's jump right in to the phone lines here. You can message us in the meantime on our Montana Talks app, and then write this phone number down when we say goodbye to one of our callers. That's when you can call in, and we can say hi to you. 294-0970. Let's see, Willie in the Paradise Valley. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. I just want to make a comment about Tester. I'd be so ashamed of myself of the comments he's made that Biden was okay and that, too, and now he's earned his name real good, flip-flop. But I think Joe Biden's probably saying right now, too, with friends like Tester and the rest of them, who needs enemies? But isn't it sad there's supposed to be a Montana and a man of your word? And he goes out there and he says all these lies and stuff, and then he flip-flops. It's just pathetic, this man is.
He'll say anything to try to get elected, won't he? And he'll stab his friends in the back if it means... I mean, it's kind of symbolic of John Tester's tenure. I mean, the Montana Democrat Party has burned down all around him, but he still tries to figure out a way to save his own hide, doesn't he?
You know, it's terrible. I'm so ashamed to say I'm from, that he's from Montana, and he's an embarrassment to Montana and has been. So that's my rant for the day, and thank you.
All right, Willie, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. 294-0970, the number for you. Just freed up that phone line for you. If you ever, by the way, if you ever call into the show and you're like, oh, why does Aaron hang up so fast? It's... Well, A, I'm easily distracted, so if I see the red blinking light, I'm assuming it's somebody on that phone line, and so I want to make sure I press the right button so I can get to the next caller, and so it helps on that front. But then, two, our phone lines were full, meaning somebody else is going to want to call in but can't, so the faster I free up that phone line, the faster we can get somebody else on there, too. So that's why it's a little abrupt at times. Tim in Billings next up. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. I believe that the timing of Joe Biden's stepping down from the campaign is very suspicious. I think as a country today, we should be focused on the congressional hearing with Director Cheadle and what she has to say about the failures at the Trump rally. And yet here we are talking about Joe Biden. I mean, who cares? Who cares if he stepped down? We all knew he was incompetent and incapable before, and we all figured he was going to step down. And if he didn't, even better. But the Democrats have planned it out perfectly for themselves. They can distract away from an administration that put our former president at risk and now is stonewalling and making themselves just look even more suspicious as the time goes on. And even a Democrat on that Congressional Oversight Committee has demanded that Director Cheadle step down. But that's what the focus today should be. Mm-hmm. Not who really cares about. That's like saying that Joe Biden is going to have to change his depends later on today. No kidding. It's not big news. We all knew it was going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
I mean, look, I said it on Thursday, and you know me, Tim. I'm not the bold prediction type of guy. But on Thursday, I said, well, it must be about to happen. It must be about to happen, and then it did. But, you know, I think Kamala knew it was coming because she was out shopping for ice cream the other day. And you know, if you want to be qualified to be president of the United States, you just got to, you know, eat ice cream. That's what she thinks the job is. I mean, look at what Joe's been doing for 3 years.
Eat ice cream and sniff little kids.
Oh, man. But, Tim, I'm glad you brought up that point about the Secret Service, and thanks for calling in because, no, Saturday night I had a breaking news alert from the New York Times that read this. The Secret Service acknowledged that over the past 2 years, it had denied requests from Donald Trump's security team for more federal resources. They deliberately put this man at risk after targeting him with every other government agency out there. They raided his estate. They launched phony indictment after phony indictment after phony indictment to try to take this man down. And then they left him at risk, knowing that Iran was looking to take him out. They left him at risk knowingly. They denied the resources that his own security team had asked for. This is Jim Comer. He was on, I think he was on Sunday Morning Futures yesterday morning.
But it's my understanding that the Trump campaign did ask for more resources, and it's my understanding that the Secret Service denied those resources. Now, days after the assassination attempt, a spokesperson for the Secret Service denied the Trump reports that they had requested more resources. But then, as you noted in the Washington Post story, it was confirmed that, in fact, the Trump campaign did ask for more. Look, the Secret Service has a budget of $3.1 billion. They have thousands of employees. There aren't that many people that require Secret Service protection. There aren't that many events that the Secret Service have to secure. So the budget is more than enough to provide adequate protection for the presidential candidate. So,
all right, that was part of what Jim Comer had to say. It was also interesting. Even people in Biden's own circle, were forced to lie all the way up to the very last second. Who is the guy? He was on, he was on one of the Sunday, what the Democrats were saying Sunday morning. Who was this guy? I'll find it. But in the meantime, let's sneak on another caller here. We've got Al in Bozeman. Al, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Oh, there's just so much going on. It's hard to start. First of all, Kamala Harris is unqualified to run a Burger King. She could not even do a schedule. She couldn't figure out if the cheese going to be on time. She has no business even being in a low-level administrative position anywhere. And here we have, due to the power-hungry, treasonous Democratic Party, we have the most unqualified woman ever to even aspire to the office a heartbeat away. It's sickening. They're $36 trillion in debt. They take half of everything we make, and they can't even protect a presidential candidate. Why did Joe Biden have, four times the number of agents that President Trump did? Look, it's stinking out loud, the whole thing. This is, it looks basically like a mafia hit to me. They got the shooter, they set him up, they put him up there, they did this, they did that. Why did the Secret Service agent have him in his sights? A guy with a rifle, and not just drop him and wait till he opened fire. Explain all this to me. I'm very patient. Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, thank you for the phone call. No, I appreciate it. And I do think that this was all orchestrated. I think Tim was right about the timing. Look, they wanted to wipe the assassination attempt off the headlines because they knew that that was waking up even more Americans about the deliberate attacks against President Donald Trump and the lengths to which his opponents will go to try to stop this great American comeback. And so they wanted to get that off the headlines. And then I think they also wanted to get the fact that they made deliberate decisions to deny him resources. They wanted that wiped out of the headlines as well. Let's see. Who was the guy I was looking for? Oh, it was Cedric Richmond, a senior advisor to the Democrat National Committee, who was on CBS's Face the Nation. I'll share what he had to say here in just a second. But back into the phone lines we go. Joe in Whitefish, thanks for the call.
Hey, Aaron, could not be happier with the anger and frustration among my Republican friends this morning. I'm glad Joe Biden has decided not to continue running for president. I'm looking forward to Harris doing a good job as a campaigner. She's a prosecutor, former sex crimes prosecutor.
Did you lose cell coverage there? You were breaking up just a little bit at the end. Okay, yeah, I'll tell you what, Joe, you broke up. I do want to hear from you. I really want to hear from you. You are glad that Joe Biden stepped down, and it sounds like you think Kamala Harris would do a good job. Look, the reason why everyday Americans and conservatives are frustrated and are angry is because of what is happening to our country right now. It's interesting to me, Joe, that people like you only wanted Joe Biden to step down because you were afraid of what was happening to your party. You were afraid of what was going to happen to your own political power. But the fact that our country was on the brink of World War III, nah, that didn't concern you. The illegal alien invasion across our southern border, the Native American women being targeted by the Mexican drug cartels, that didn't concern you. But now you thought you were going to lose political power, and now you're happy that Joe Biden stood down. And you're happy because you think Kamala Harris is going to keep these failed policies intact for another 4 years. I wish your phone didn't break up there, because I was really interested in hearing what you had to say there. But yeah, call back in if you get a better cell signal there. I'm sorry that all this massive government spending still hasn't fixed cell phone coverage.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, talk to me, Goose. Talk to me, Goose. We got Goose and Anaconda. Hey, are you there?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey,
yeah,
all right.
Here.
Yeah, what's going on?
So, hey, I find it funny that the Democrats are just shocked that the media hadn't told them about Joe Biden's being mush, brains being mush, that the border is actually not secure, that 2 + 2 = 4, that the grass is green, that cutting off 12-year-old fetuses is not cool. It's just shocking that they're just now coming to the realization. I really think this party needs to be put in time out, probation, fired, but they shouldn't be anywhere near closer. Running our government right now. They're out of control.
Yeah. You know, as you you describe, the shock that they all have that Joe Biden isn't with it. Do you remember the look on Hillary Clinton's face when all the balloons were dropping at her convention? Oh, and she was like gasping and like looking around. Like, that's what these guys look like right now. Like, oh, you mean the border's not secure? Oh, Joe Biden's not with it? Because they believed these lies for the last 4+ years. I think we might have lost Goose and Anaconda. I could hear his phone breaking up a little bit there, too. All right, Goose, great to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Next up. Hey, speaking of Tim Sheehy, we got Tim Sheehy on the phone lines right now. Tim, great to hear from you.
Morning, Aaron. It's an unprecedented week in American politics.
Absolutely crazy, but we knew we were in for a wild ride this year.
Yeah, we sure have, and I'll tell you what's happening yesterday. I mean, everybody knew it was going to happen. So the fact that he's resigned isn't really newsworthy. But what is newsworthy is the parade that's being given to Joe Biden by the Democrats, this effusive praise on his historic presidency. And it is indeed historic. Record inflation, you know, record border crossings. We have record veteran suicides. We have once in a generation, you know, interest rate rise. And we have World War III on our doorstep around the world. And we could keep going on. And John Tester has voted for every single one of these policies. And yet the Democrats, they're not swapping them out with the theme of, boy, this has been a rough 3.5 years. These policies have failed everyday Americans. It's time for a reboot of our party and our message. They're doing the opposite, Aaron. They're doubling down. They're saying this is exactly what we want for the future of America. This is exactly what our next candidate, be it Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom or wherever the hell they trot out, this is exactly what we're going to keep doing. We're going to give you 4 more years of Joe Biden's policies. And they're not even afraid of it. That's really the news today, as far as I'm concerned, is the Democrats are being given a chance to break with the lunacy of the last 3.5 years, boys and girls sports, of a military at all-time low readiness. And instead of breaking with that legacy and saying, we need to fix this country, they're saying this is exactly what we want to have happen, and John Tester's right there with them every step of the way.
Hey, by the way, I know we're getting real short on time. You tried to call in earlier and the phone lines were busy. That happens around here, that's for sure. The Blacktail Canyon fire outside of Butte, I don't know if it was your Bridger Aerospace aircraft up there or if it was somebody else's, but either way, God bless these aerial firefighters. I had a friend in Butte. And her husband's an Army Ranger veteran, and she said, well, I don't know if those were Tim Sheehy's airplanes or not, but God bless whoever it was. They saved our house this weekend.
Well, good. Yeah, I know we were involved in that fire, and you know, just so folks are aware, you know, as an aerial firefighting pilot, I mean, you can fight several fires in a day. You can go waterbomb one fire, and then they'll pick up the radio and say, hey, we need you to fly, you know, the next state over. We got our new start there. I mean, last year I had a fire I was flying where, you know, at sunset we thought we were shutting down the plane for the day. They launched us to go protect a neighborhood outside of Spokane. So I'll actually be flying later this week, although I stepped down as CEO and I'm no longer manager in the company. I still have my pilot qualifications, and if the pilots get over crew day, they give me a call, and I got to fill a couple shifts this week to help some guys out who are running into their maximum days. So it's an important job. Thanks for highlighting that.
Well, stay safe up there, not just you, but all your crews, because we're counting on you to save America this year. So, but thanks for saving homes in the meantime as well. Navy SEAL veteran aerial firefighter Tim Sheehy, thanks so much for calling in with your reactions on this. And I know it was kind of quick today, but call back another day for sure. We'll get some more time. Let's see. I probably won't have time to get to Dave and Wolf Point, but apparently Dave told our producer Kamala Harris's middle name should be Giggles. That should be her middle name. That's pretty funny, Dave. Thanks. Thanks for calling in with that. Let's go to Connor in Bozeman. We got about a minute to go here. Connor, what did you want to share?
Well, I just wanted to say something about, you guys were talking about how Kamala wants to lower our beef intake in America, and I had two T-bones last night, purchased at Town and Country here in Bozeman, and they were delicious, and I plan on eating them until I die. But
good call.
She wants to lower our beef intake, and I just find it a little ironic, because if you look at her past and her history and how she worked her way to the top, she definitely wasn't worried about her own meat intake, if you know what I'm saying.
Uh-oh, yeah. Shots fired.
All right,
uh-oh.
Have a good one.
You've been hanging out with Greg Franks at the Cigar Lounge in Billings, haven't you, with Talk Light? He sent me a text. I was like, I can't read this over the air. But, hey, we take phone calls. People get to say what they want to say. Yeah, for the most part, we've got some FCC guidelines, et cetera. 2940. Oh, we're out of time. Why am I giving you the phone number? George and Laurel, we got about 20 seconds. Go ahead, George.
The C-SPAN hearings on the Secret Service performance are on. And so far, the majority of the Democrats have gone out and attacked the ownership of AR-15s.
Oh yeah, it's the guns that are blamed, not the bad guys with the guns.
Yeah.
That's not surprising, of course, is it? They always want to use every crisis to go after you, never to go after them. They want to go after you.